You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. If you're inside a holiday haze, here's a show for you. We're taking a much-needed holiday hiatus from our hectic My Fix It Up Life to strategize our way out of the mound of holiday wrappings and ribbons and jump into the new year. We're taking one of our favorite designers up on his offer to simply ask Christopher. Christopher Lowell is dropping in to offer his expert advice on easy and affordable decor and home projects. He'll be giving us some strategies to use those creative leftovers from our holiday decorating enthusiasm and put it into our everyday. So keep your holiday spirits on simmer. We'll be turning our holiday haze into design empowering ways next on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
I've been wasting time.
And you're inside my Fix It Up Life with Teresa and Mark.
And our friend Tim.
God, is he good?
He is good, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in concert in a couple weeks.
If you lived where I grew up, it would be concert.
Yeah, concert in Philadelphia, in the city. I'm going out with some girlfriends. He hooked me up with a ticket, too, because, you know.
Yeah. We're Guess tight. What I got hooked up with? Babysitting.
Babysitting, because you're better at watching the children, and I'm better at going out at night.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I'm calling my friends. We're putting the kids to bed, and we're just going to get soaped up, as you like to say.
I do like to say it. I call it soaped up.
I don't know. Maybe we could have a couple beers after the kids go to
bed.
Well,
you know, they're suds, right? Aren't beer suds? You get soaped up.
You're
drinking
so
a lot of
that
beer
up right now.
I am.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to say that I enjoy the holidays. I enjoy the holidays. Are you enjoying the holidays?
I find them a time where I want to enjoy them more than I do because of the staggering amount of stress.
Well, I like walking through small towns like ours in Ambler, Pennsylvania, and Westchester, Pennsylvania, where we do our radio show, and seeing all the decorations. And when I used to live in Roslyn in Arlington, Virginia, and walking over the Key Bridge with all the lights and the wreaths and everything out, and it's just beautiful.
It from the art for art's sake standpoint, the holiday season decorations are fabulous. They're wonderful. You know, the Festival of Lights, the winter solstice. All that stuff.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. And, you know, we like to point out that despite the fact that the main holiday we celebrate this time of year, based on numbers of people in the country, is Christmas. But, there are actually other holidays that get celebrated at this time
there
of year.
There are a lot of other holidays that are celebrated this time of year.
Yeah. Don't want to water down Christmas, but
which
I don't
is why at our Fix It Up Life, we always call it, what do you say, ho, 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 and there you go.
And there you go.
It's just like, you know, including everyone in that. But the one thing that we do at our house that might be a little bit different than what you do at your house, not you, Mark, you as in everyone else.
I know you're using the collective you.
Is that we hang our tool belts not by the chimney with care, but we hang them inside the ceiling hole with care.
Yeah, we have a hole in our ceiling from a project where we installed a Murphy bed.
Yes.
And the only way to get the tray the bed goes in upstairs, the room it lives in, was to literally cut a hole between the joists in our, what is it, our living room, I guess?
It is, the parlor, the front room.
And pass it up through the framing, through the floor. Thank goodness the floor in that room was out during that time. So good luck anybody who buys our shack and wants to get rid of that thing.
Well, and we did that before our son was born. So that hole's been in the ceiling and we've been decorating it. I think this is our fourth year. Might be our third year.
I would go with third.
Yeah?
Because I finished that room, like, right before he was born.
You did.
Yeah, you often get point out to me that
third
I
year.
Exhausted.
It's the third year that we have been decorating the hole in the ceiling. We hang our tool belts, all four of us, and I hang balls and, you know, other things from it. So the hole is decorated.
It actually looks kind of cool.
It is kind of cool. Yeah. But that's what we do for our holidays.
Yeah, and that's the guaranteed decoration. If we get to anything else, then there you have it.
Well, and I'm excited about today's guest, Mark.
So am I.
Because we talked to him last year, Christopher Lowell, that same, you know, holiday show. I think that he comes by every holiday season. He's kind of like Santa Claus and shares all of his design wisdom with us. And if you don't know who Christopher Lowell is, you do. Go to ChristopherLowell.com and check it out. You'll remember his face. He's been in, you know, decorating media for 20 years, maybe?
He pretty much invented it.
He invented the category.
The category, yes.
Yes, he did.
No doubt. And we have a giveaway.
We do. If you haven't already entered to win the custom Dremel tool pack, go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff, and you can enter to win. You just write down why you want to win, and there's still another week left for you to enter. And then the whole month of January, you can have all your friends vote for you. Whoever has the most votes wins.
Yes, it's a great contest and a great three-pack of tools from Dremel.
It really is. And people love their Dremel. So, you know, you have to enter to win.
You do have to enter to win. We hope you're having wonderful holidays your Fix-It-Up life.
And like Mark likes to say, ho, 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 and there you go.
That TM circle R.
TM Circle R?
Yeah, registered trademark.
That's like lockdown. Do we have Matthias on there with the code? Wait.
Customer service enforcer.
Customer service enforcer at My Fix It Up Life.
Well, he would enforce us right now to take a break.
He would, so we'll have to.
Which we're going to do. We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Finding reason to marine as precious time goes by.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And welcome inside My Fix It Up Life. I'm so glad you're here joining us, me and my husband Mark.
You sound like you're, you know, what do you sound like?
What do I sound like?
We're so glad
you're here. We are glad that you're joining us.
What kind of show is this?
A warm and fuzzy show.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
It is.
I don't have that gene.
This is a family show.
That doesn't mean it has to be lame.
You're calling me lame?
Welcome into... Oh, is that me sleeping on my microphone?
So I'll be over here doing a radio show, and we're inside Fix It Up Fine. So I want to ask what you found, but now I'm not going to ask because you were insulting me, so I'm going to share something with you. Now listen.
Okay, this will be just like last time.
Okay, so one thing I want to share is that Christmas lights, recycling old Christmas lights. Lowe's actually has a program. So if you go to your local Lowe's store, you can recycle all that stuff that you can't use anymore. If you're upgrading to LED or whatever you're doing.
Oh, right, right. I understand.
And, you know, my friend George, who is a safety guy, he actually used to work at the National Association of Home Builders and help with the safety training around the country. And he told me once that the holiday lights are actually disposable. You're supposed to throw them away each year because if you use them every year, they're a fire hazard.
They're not rated for continuous use.
No, they're not.
You would have to check that with the specific brand that you buy. But as a general rule, that's what George said.
Be wary of that. But also, Lowe's has a really cool recycling program beyond Christmas lights, too. And I just wanted to recognize it because if you have rechargeable batteries that you want to get rid of, Lowe's collected 334,000 pounds of rechargeable batteries just last year.
That is, well, that's a ton and a half.
And they have permanent recycling centers at their stores that you can recycle not only rechargeable batteries, but also cell phones, CFLs, and plastic shopping bags.
They do the bags, too?
They do the bags, too. They,
you know, it's hit or miss with the grocery store, but if Lowe's is doing the bags, I'm all over that.
Yeah, and they also, when you purchase a new appliance from Lowe's, they haul it away and recycle the old appliance for free. It's a new thing.
That's the way to go. And it should be – I got a whole thing on this. I don't want to say too much. But there's so many resources that it's incumbent on the consumer to pay for the disposal of. And that's the way our manufacturing and trash system works. And I could go on about this.
One of Mark's passions is trash. He likes tools and he likes trash.
The consumer is left holding the bag. So you buy a dishwasher, whatever.
Literally.
You buy it. You pay for it. You use it. Then you throw it away. And who pays for your trash? Your taxes.
Well, here's a creative thing that a gentleman in Nashville did with some of his trash.
Is he a gentleman?
350 vinyl records he re-roofed his house with.
Okay.
I learned about that from our friends at Charles Hudson. And if you don't know Charles Hudson, you have to check them out online. And their Twitter is @Charles_Hudson. They have all kinds of fun little things that they tweet about and Facebook about and everything. So, Mark, what are your fix-it-up finds, darling?
Well, I've got a couple of them. They're kind of all over the map. And the first one
geographically
is one that I want in the house.
What is
it? In my fix-it-up life HQ that I think you want as well. They are the Kenny, that's K-E-N-N-E-Y, cord-free Roman shades. Now, one of the reasons that I want them to be cord-free is because the Roman shades we have now, our cat Rowdy got tangled up in. And in an effort to get him out, he slashed me to ribbons.
He did.
And I had to go to the doctor.
And our friend Carl Champlay told you that what you should have
done. After the fact.
What you should have done, because he's an animal rescue. He's certified.
He's into animal rescue in some way.
Certified somehow. You throw a blanket over a cat like that, and then you're able to break
free. You can restrain 7 pounds of razor sharp claws.
Yes.
Anyway, they look really nice. They're
Kenny.
Kenny.
K-E-N-N-E-Y.
K-E-N-N-E-Y.com. It's a clean-looking look. You can use them on windows or doors. And what I really like is they offer thermal barrier. So if you lower them at night, they help your windows keep heat in and cold out or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a nice tight seal over the window or door. And multiple mounting options for different kinds of doors and windows, and no string. It's a twist rod. I think they called it a wand, which I would consider to be slightly ambitious. I consider wands more of the Harry Potter style, slaying dragons and such.
Is that because you're a huge fantasy fan, honey?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, can you get into another fix-it-up find, dear? Because we have just time for one more, darling.
I can in the two remaining minutes we have. And it's that Habitat for Humanity, called Habitat in the biz, gets into remodeling. They found that, like all other people in the building industry, dirt is getting expensive. And not dirt you buy in a bag. I can already tell what joke you're going for.
No, I'm just thinking about Habitat as kind of getting into the rebuilding together kind of thing.
That's right.
You know, we participated in a Rebuilding Together Philly project this past year, and that it just makes sense.
It does make sense because we have housing stock now that's in desperate need of repair and upgrade. Why build a new house?
Yeah, and it just saddens me to no end when I drive through a city and you see, you know, blocks of what used to be houses just gone.
No,
just
empty.
Gone. And then there'll be just one row house by itself on a block.
Right.
And it just makes me just sad.
I know. Then you go in the periphery of the city and there's a million suburban houses all out there.
Like, yes.
It just doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. And a lot of the houses are beautiful. And if they were just taken care of, given a little bit of love, they would be great homes for people to
live in. That's right. Well, there's a lot going on there. And I would love to jump into more fix-it-up finds.
Well, where can you find out? Is it habitat.org, Mark?
It is habitat.org.
And they have projects going on probably all over the country if you want to get involved. And also,
and they're still doing new construction
as
well.
And if you're in Philadelphia like we are, you can go to rebuildingphilly.org and check out projects locally, too, that are going on in our city.
But before we check out any projects, we're taking a break. We'll see you later on My Fix It Up Life.
Getting alive, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
You're inside My Fix It Up Life. You're inside our show, inside our studio.
Inside our lives.
Inside our lives.
Inside My Fix It Up Life. And, you know, the holiday season, one of the things that happens to us is that we have maybe a couple extra minutes to check up on things, like you have a question about your bank account or your credit card or whatever that's lingering out there that you don't have time to wait on hold for 4 hours during your regular life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Phone things for big companies are just getting worse by the hour.
But, you know, our friends at Popular Mechanics tweeted how to beat customer service phone support recently. And I thought, you know,
with an axe handle,
today would be an appropriate day to share this insightful information to save all kinds of time in your life. Now, listen closely and take notes. Now, one of the things is that they first suggested to go to gethuman.com to find the best number to call.
Okay.
And then the next thing is lucyphone.com. You can go and there's a database of company contact numbers. But it does the waiting for you. So you have them call and then it calls you back when they're ready to have a customer service actually person help you.
I've heard of that before.
And they have an iPhone app as well. But the thing is that they also have these other interesting, while humorous and effective, advice as well, which is repeatedly bashing the zero button often gets you someone immediately to help you because it makes the, or if you do nothing at all, if you just wait,
yeah,
then the phone system might think that you have a rotary phone. So then they'll give you to an operator.
Okay.
Another thing they said is that if you don't have kids around and if you're feeling particularly salty, yell curse words into the phone because the system might think you're very angry and it will send you an operator faster than doesn't want you to smolder and like get angrier on the line.
He'll send you the ER operator.
Yeah. So the angrier you are, the better service you receive. Now think about that.
And then here's another thing I hadn't thought of this at all, is that when you're asked to either press 1 for English or press 2 for Spanish, that to press 2. Now, wait for it, because the Spanish operators are probably bilingual.
Of course.
And the wait for the Spanish operators is probably much shorter.
I'm using all of them on the same phone call next time I have to call a credit card company.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that give your phone number to the person you actually, when you get a live person on the phone, to give the phone your phone number to them in case your, you know, phone call gets dropped or something, so that you then don't have to go through the whole process again, screaming, yelling profanities, pressing zero, and asking for someone to speak Spanish to you.
Well, I'm wondering how this is a deviation from my regular day.
It's really not, except for the pressing zero.
Oh, I see.
The profanities and stuff is pretty... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. You're not that bad at all.
Now, this is great because they are increasingly... And I've been doing this a lot because I had some credit cards stolen.
Yes, Mark had some credit cards stolen over the summer, and it took months for him to actually get, and we're not going to name the credit card company, we probably should, but just to recognize that it was theft and that to get the charges dropped.
Well, never mind that. It was just to call them to just, I had to go through the 15 minutes of sitting on the phone, waiting on hold, just to then do that.
Yes.
I spent days, you know, work days.
I remember.
And I've now started to notice that other companies I call, the layers between you and someone who works there, and this is the opposite, by the way, of our friends at Fix My Hog, who say on their website, and I love this, there are people in our office.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with people, ladies and gentlemen, in the digitized world. I'm all for email and stuff. But you know what? Sometimes you just need someone to pump your gas for you. And people do work.
Yes.
And we need that.
Yes.
So we're getting too far down the road into the digital universe, said Mark ranting.
Well, you know, let's turn around a little bit, away from our phone.
And away from our fury.
And look at our home.
Ho, ho, ho.
Because ho, 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 and there you go. You know, this is a week when a lot of people have off, thank goodness. You know, you've got happy employers that give you the holiday week off.
Yeah.
And it is a time to not only catch up on those kinds of things, but also to look around your house and make sure you're winterized. And that you aren't just like money isn't pouring out of all the crevices in your house.
Yeah.
You're trying to heat your house.
Yeah, it's true. And for me, there's only so much football I can watch when I'm not working. And I start to get a little antsy. I don't want to, you know, remodel a room, but yeah, just do some stuff. I want to putz.
The basic things, you know, like shutting off your hoses is one thing. That you might have forgotten about doing.
We haven't, at least where we live, we haven't hit the deep freeze yet, so you get a chance. But if you've ever seen a hose bib explode, it's pretty, especially when it's freezing for a bunch of days because of the fountain that it creates and the ice sculpture.
That sounds kind of romantic, actually.
It's wonderful.
Can we leave our hoses on so that we can have that kind of experience? A winter wonderland?
You want to shut your hose water supply off inside your house. Then, this is a mistake that some people have made too, go outside and open the spigot. Furthermore, if you've still got it attached to the hose, either open the spigot of the hose or just better yet, take the hose off. The reason for all this, of course, is when water freezes, it expands, and it's going somewhere. And the My Fix It Up Life mantra is water always wins, so the ice will bash your pipes apart.
It will bash them apart.
It will tear them apart.
Yes. I am thinking about that spray of icy fountain that just sounds so good.
I saw that once from a remodeling project I was doing, and the water was just shooting out. I forget. Must have been coming off a second floor. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Well, other things that you might want to do is checking for cracks around your doors and windows and, you know, your fireplace and everything, and using caulk and weather stripping and door sweeps to cut off all the leaks in your house.
Exactly.
But you don't want to do it so that you can't open your windows.
And you also have to be careful. This really isn't the season for all caulks and sealants because many of them will not dry if it's freezing. So, door sweeps, sure. Caulking, maybe not so much where we live at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Other parts of the country, absolutely.
Yes. Well, another thing is, you know, when you're venting in the bathroom, What do you do, dear? Fans in your bathroom can actually suck the heat out of your house.
Yeah, okay, so mystery question.
So when you're venting, you know, when everyone's taking a shower, you have all your guests over, you know, family and everything for the holidays, and everyone's taking showers and everything. You want to make sure that the fan actually is turned off after you're done using the bathroom.
Yeah, you want to evacuate the steam, but not
the heat.
Not the heat.
Yeah, so all of that warm toastiness that you have in your home could go right out of the right out of your house. So that's not good at all either. And you want to make sure you take care of your furnace too.
Yeah, another simple one is this is a good time of year to change the filters. You want to change them at least twice a year. But if you're doing work around the house, do it after the job you're doing because it's going to collect that kind of sawdust and stuff.
Yes. And then, you know, when you're setting the temperature in your house and if it's not warm enough, setting it on a higher than what you need, thinking that it'll reach your desired temperature faster isn't true. It's going to reach that temperature just as fast, no matter if you put it on 100 or if you put it on what you want. It's probably around the high 60s, right?
Yeah, the furnace burns the same heat. Mm-hmm. It doesn't go up to 100 to get it to 100.
Yes. And then when you're washing your clothes, if you do wash them on cold too, that actually saves a little bit of your heat as well. The energy that
for heating the hot water.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
If you can wash it on cold. But you know, I read recently too that one of the things about, you know, the head lice and everything that is actually coming back, which didn't really happen when we were kids, but now it's something that people are dealing with more in schools, is that kids' clothes aren't being washed on high enough temperatures to kill all that stuff.
Oh, really?
And you always want to wash kids' clothes when you buy them from a store before they wear them.
Yeah.
And don't let kids try on hats in stores either, because there could be some little pesky critters inside the hats at the department store. Nothing against a department store.
No, because it's some other person who came in there. It's
no,
a public place.
Because they're coming, or, you know, they're manufactured not here anymore.
Right.
When we were kids, they were more manufactured here.
Just want to say it's okay to make things in this country.
And it's okay to make things in other countries and import them, but you are also importing all of everybody else's
stuff.
You know, little creatures from all over the planet.
Yeah, ho, ho, ho. How's your holiday dinner? We're talking about creeping bugs.
We are. Creeping bugs inside your head. Yeah. Isn't that awesome? Well, and one thing that you might not think about, or you might think about, is that, you know, the sun, it's warmer on the south side of your house than the north side of your house. And to make sure you close all the drapes and everything on the north side of the house and open it up on the south so you get all that warm sunlight in to help heat your house.
Passive solar gain.
Passive solar gain, which is not something you are. You are not passive, darling.
and
it's
curtains.
So nice to spend, you know, the holidays with you. Inside the studio and at home, darling.
I love you too, sweetie. Aww. And I will love you when we get back from our break.
Oh, you will?
Which we're taking right now.
Okay.
See you next on my Fix It Up Live. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Solutions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Yeah, baby. And it's holiday season.
It is holiday season indeed. And all the things that go with it.
Well, and we actually have our holiday guest on the line, Mark.
I'm thrilled to talk with friend of the show, I hope. I hope he didn't hang up after he heard that, Christopher Lowell. Christopher, are you there?
I sure am.
Hi, Christopher. I am delighted to talk with you. We talked to you last holiday season as
That's
well.
Right.
And it's just like, I think we should make this an annual venture, is to check in with you because, you're one of the most pleasurable guests that we've had on our show in the last
year. Bless your heart. I appreciate that very much.
And I'm excited about your new webisode, Ask Christopher, because I'm ready to ask you everything.
Aha! Terrific. Yeah, we've been working for the last couple of years in the internet, really sort of getting ready to do the kind of programming that we have found more increasingly difficult to do on national television, with advertisers and accountants and all of that sort of controlling kind of what the media and, most importantly, the consumer sees. So we wanted to do a show really built around the idea of putting together certainly a home that looks good, but a thoughtful home, a home that actually functions well, which, of course, once you put a lot of thought behind the home, it really defies square footage and it also defies income. And that's where I think we really are today.
Well, and you can see the web series at ChristopherLowell.com. Is that the only place that people can check it out?
Yes, you can also see it on HomeFurnishings.com as well.
Oh, okay.
And we're also, there's several new portals that will be carrying the series as well. So you can go there, you can see that, you can read my blog, and you can connect with us through Twitter and actually ask us questions that might appear on the show, which is the thing we like the most about it.
Well, and one of the things that Mark said last year when we were talking to you is that he could listen to you, watch you talk about anything. Right, dear?
Well, yeah. And you actually said something last time we spoke, and I can't quote it exactly, mm-hmm. but it was your observation that that the American homeowner is going to be a hyper-tasking, dual-income family where the husband and wife share decisions?
Yes.
And I think about that like once a week.
Well, you know, I think it's probably on your mind because, you know, yes, indeed, it has happened. I'm actually doing a trend lecture to a group of retailers at the World Market Center in Las Vegas coming in January, really to talk about this very specific idea. You know, I came on television a long time ago when my audience was primarily women, and at that time I was saying to women, look, one day men will be co-partnering all the decisions that are actually made in the home. And so I opened up that dialogue with women, and I kind of put myself in the role of those women, even to dressing up like them if I had to show them how the language barriers between he and she started breaking down. And I kept warning them that the guy your daughters are going to marry is going to be a very different guy than you married. And because both of us are now, it takes both of us to actually pull in the income to live any sort of a, quote, pampered lifestyle. Now he and she together want both of their influences in the home, and now that she's working so hard, she's willing to give up and relinquish the control of decorating the house exclusively just by virtue of her sex. So that is changing everything, and what we're really saying to these retailers now is we are moving into a very non-gender-specific world. So one of the reasons why I think retail is flat has, yes, to do with the economy, but more importantly, it has to do with that the stuff out there in stores right now are about 10 years behind and not really reflecting what guys and women together want and ideas that they can both unite behind a single idea.
Well,
so we're at a very, very interesting time. Well, but before we can even go there, we need to purge our homes now, and I think that's, you know, I wrote a book, The Seven Layers of Organization. In fact, I think I was on your show a while back when we were promoting that. And I wrote that about 4 years ago. And of course, I'm always about 5 years ahead of schedule. And the book did very well. But suddenly, this book now is being forced to go back into print because people are going, oh, my gosh. They're looking around at their homes, and they're realizing that about 50% of what they have, they either don't use or, worse, doesn't really pertain to how they're going to be living in the near future. So we're at a very interesting crossroads right now. So I sort of thought about the idea that you guys sort of put in my mind about what can we do for the holidays and sort of double up on skills that will actually improve our home. And I really thought about it, you know. Oftentimes we really don't take an honest look at our homes until we're forced to go under the microscope during the holidays and have people in.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly we look at our homes and we notice there's grime around the light switch, you know? And suddenly the stain on the carpet that was good enough for us that we could go la, 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 la about is now looks like a big black hole.
Right.
And then on top of that, we're actually forced to go into these attics and basements that we haven't been into a year to drag out the Christmas decorations.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm really saying to everybody this year is, you know how to decorate for Christmas. You're going to do what you're going to do. But while you're going through that process, take a couple of trash bags with you, a couple of Post-it notes with you, and as you start getting up in that attic and trying to find the Christmas decorations, notice all that crap that you're moving aside that you haven't used probably in years, and start tagging that stuff. Because as we move forward in the very, very near future, we need to purge our homes now of the stuff that we accumulated because we spent stuff impulsively, or we thought that was a great fad or a great trend, or our lifestyle changed. So we don't need the things that we thought we did. So I'm saying, rather than saying, oh, gosh, do I have to drag all that stuff out and do Christmas again, why don't we take this opportunity through the eyes of guests coming in to make it an aha moment. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Oh, so true. And especially if you've already, you know, everything's already up and everything, you're putting everything away, it's another opportunity
to
look through.
Well, that's right. You know, in the Seven Layers of Organization, we ask you just, it's really the first book that was ever written from an emotional point of view, meaning I understand whether you like the thing or not, whether you've used it or not, whether you're crowded by it or not, there is this thing that we have called separation anxiety. And the other thing that we have that keeps that stuff in our homes is this idea that we are forced to make any kind of decision. We don't mind making decisions until we're forced to, and then we can't make them. Mm-hmm. So in the very first layer of that, it's called access. It's called assess, assess, assess. In that book, we ask you to walk outside your door, take a great big breath, pretend you have no idea who lives in that house, and we ask you for the first day to do nothing but ransack your house. That means open every drawer that you haven't opened, get up in those ledges in those closets, go up to the attic and down in the basement, and just notice what you have. By the time you finish the end of that day, you'll be hysterical, having done nothing, realizing that, you know, you've got bath mats that coordinate with a color that went with an apartment that you had before you got married.
Oh, so true.
Do you know what I mean?
So true. It is so true.
Christopher, it's unfortunate that you lack passion in articulate.
Well, I'm about ready to go on, coming up in May, I'm about ready to go on a national tour in a lot of small little towns across America that we've not been in before, really talking about what it takes to reinvent ourselves and why people take a look at reinvention as though it was something, it's a necessary thing to do because what we chose before didn't work out. And the reality of it is, if you take a look at good lives reinvent themselves usually every 6 to 7 years. It's just something that we in our culture got very complacent about. Mm. Now with the economy going sour, we have this terrible distrust about our government suddenly saying, well, what are you going to do for me? I love that line that Will Rogers said, thank God we didn't get the amount of government that we paid for. One of my favorite lines. You know? So as we've been working on the Ask Christopher series, and we're just getting this all this immediate influx through social media about people connecting with us, we realized, you know, it's time to get back there out on the road and show people how to get in touch with that creativity, how to get over the fear that blocks that creativity, and how the home, well beyond making it pretty, is once again that place that we need to redefine ourselves, even if it means moving to a new location. So we're kind of at that place right now, and I think that this holiday, at least for me, is a real benchmark because I think it really defines really one single generation from the next multi-generations.
Well, I want to ask you about the tour that you're doing, and I want to know all of the cities that you're going to so that we can post it up on our website and we can tell everyone across the country, too.
Well, thank you. We are just in the courts. We've only started booking the tours right now.
Okay.
It's been a while since people were even, you know, even tours were possible, you know, ever since September 11th. Mm. It just sort of seemed that whole venue kind of died down. But suddenly I'm having speaker bureaus ask me, you know, can you come out and speak? Can you come out and speak? And when I say, well, what do you want me to talk about? They all say, people need inspiration. People need inspiration. We're finally at that point now where we realize that what we've done in our lives has got us to where we are, but it won't be enough to get us to where we need to be.
Yeah, it's time to start building back. I'm with you 100%.
When you take a very sort of anthropological look at life, you get a little bit aerial point of view. Little things like, take a look at farmers markets. It used to be in the old days that farmers markets were either rehashed merchandise from supermarkets, or it was, you know, starving farmers trying to make ends meet, or it was something that represented too much preparation time. Take a look at farmers markets today. In 2 years, 400 new major farmers markets have opened up around the country. Well, what does that say? A, it says that if we can't live the way we want to live, we're certainly going to eat the way we want to eat. But we're also seeing these trends that these farmers, these sustainable farmers, are literally the new artists as we move forward. These are people on little tiny plots who are yielding more and making more profit than the federal government farms. Christopher, we... something, because these farmers markets are now becoming the center of the community, very much like the churches in the 18th century used to bring everybody together.
Christopher, so, you are extraordinary, and unfortunately, we don't have an extraordinary amount of time. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to take a break.
And we'll check you out on tour for more. And go to ChristopherLowell.com for more information and watch Ask Christopher.
We'll Thank be back you very in, much.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life in our holiday edition. Ho, ho, ho. There you go. And there's Teresa right there.
I am right there. I'm always right next to you, dear, whether we're on a job site, in our home office, in the studio, wherever we are, we're together.
Doing videos, demonstrations, projects around the country.
Anything. I'm there with you.
Appearances at the International Builder Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to the International Builder Show because I am hoping that we're actually going to do a show in the back of a Ford truck.
Yeah, we're rocking that booth.
Yeah, we're going to rock that booth, but I'm pretty psyched for the opportunity to even... Because they usually have some very cool work trucks there.
Like, oh, without a doubt.
That you, like, aren't really, like, touching and stuff. Like, they look too pretty to actually use to work in.
Yeah, but they're the real deal trucks. Sometimes
they, are the real
they have
deal.
Concept vehicles. Other times they have body upfits that are just smoke show. So we're psyched to be at the Ford booth, among other booths.
Yeah.
At-
we're going to be at the DaVinci Roofscapes booth. We're going to be at Lumber Liquidators. We're going to be at FIPON, which you've used their molding.
FIPON / Thermatrue.
We've crown out our porches of the last project that we did.
Yep.
We also used it to around our windows, window trim, too.
Yeah, and built the column that trimmed out the structural post in our kitchen.
Yeah, so we're lucky that they have invited us to join them at their booth.
Yeah,
and
I'm trying to think. DuPont.
Lowe's, we're going to be at their booth, too.
Yep.
So we're going to be going there, and we're going to be checking out all the cool and new stuff at the International Builder Show, the largest building show in the world, really.
It's one of the biggest shows in the world.
And we're going to be bringing back all of the cool new products and tools and all the, you know, all the stuff that happens there, all the magic, before it hits the store shelves, before you can even get it.
Yeah.
which is very cool.
And we're going to talk to some cool people. We're starting to amass the list now.
Amass the list. But before we do that, you know, it is the holiday season, and we do have some kind of, well, non-happy information.
It's the holidays, so let's get depressed.
But it is about protecting your family and making sure you stay safe over the holidays, because I read recently that 36% of home Christmas tree fires occurred in the 10 days between Christmas Eve and after New Year's.
Yeah, and it's worth pointing out that home fires are a popular project during the holidays as opposed to different times of the year.
Home fires. You mean like lighting your fireplace?
No, and like lighting your house on fire by accident.
I thought you said project.
No, I meant to. That was a joke.
That wasn't really a good joke because it's serious.
See,
a fire is a very serious thing.
That wasn't really a good joke. Here's what a good joke
in
is.
In the United States, someone dies from a fire every 3 hours. I read that too, which is just so alarming to me. And that
three
most
alarming, five well, alarming,
and that and that half of them occur at night too, while you're sleeping. So, you know, you want to be careful. You want to take care of your tree to make sure that it doesn't become a fire hazard for your family. You know, after you've given out all the presents and stuff, you still want to make sure you water it and do all of the things that you need to do.
Yes, and one of the things that people with working fireplaces sometimes tend to do is burn their wrapping paper. Ho, 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 let's have a big old fire. Well, you start stuffing wrapping paper in there too much, and it's an inferno.
Yes.
And that's when it starts to get out of the firebox, and if it gets too close to your tree, all of a sudden you have a problem you can't control.
Yeah, it can be extremely dangerous, especially around kids and pets and everything, too. But getting back to the tree, that, you know, dried out trees are a really big fire danger, and you want to make sure to check with, you can actually check with your local community. Now there's recycling programs for your tree, so you don't just have to leave it on your front, you know, on your
on the curb.
On the curb for the trash and hope that they'll take it with the trash.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some ways that you can recycle it. And make sure that you take care of your tree and water it. And don't use lit candles to decorate it or anything like that. Or leave the tree lights on after you go to bed.
That's another one.
I know you want to do that because it's nice to wake up and the tree's already lit. But you could do like I do and just send, you know, your husband down in the morning to light the tree before the kids get up.
Yeah.
Mark has the pleasure of doing those kinds of activities for us.
Yeah, by relaxing around the holidays, that means I get to switch from working somewhere to working on getting the house in the right mood.
Oh, well, you...
No wonder I'm sour all the time. Mark, could you just... Would you mind? Can you?
Well, you know, that's the thing that you like to do, though, is chop wood. I mean, he really does. He goes around and he likes to cut trees down with his...
What? I'm the neighborhood woodsman.
What? You do. The borough guys have alerted you to where trees have, you know, are either fallen down or about to fall down, or they're about to cut them down.
That's because we heat our house with wood.
We do, but yeah. Not everybody out there has a chainsaw and goes around, cuts trees down, and then brings them back to their house in their backyard and chops them down with an axe.
Oh, well, I split the wood in the backyard. I don't chop it down in the backyard.
No, you don't.
Hi, hey, Paul Bunyan.
No.
Why don't you, me, and Blue go out in the backyard?
But you have been known to leave notes on people's doors saying, you know, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so, I noticed that you have a tree that you're, you know, need to have
cut. If there's a tree down, mm-hmm. Like we had a supercell thunderstorm come through our neighborhood, and it knocked trees down left and right. Now, literally,
I wouldn't say left and right.
There's streets
a tree.
Were blocked all over the place.
There
this
were.
Was a massive storm.
And a tree actually went through someone's home, too.
Yeah.
That
cut
storm.
It in half.
Yes,
cut
it did.
Half thing was huge.
Yeah.
And that homeowner needs to pay a tree service to come get it. Or, I own a chainsaw, we can heat our house for free if I go get it.
Yes, and people do take him up on that offer. So if you do have a tree that has fallen down and you live locally to us.
Yeah, give me a call.
Give us a call at 888-710-5557 and Mark will come and cut it down for you because we can use it.
Yeah.
We totally can.
One of the first big jobs I had as a young home improvement guy was landscaping, and we had a hurricane hit. And you think that storm was bad. There were trees down every couple hundred yards across the street.
Wait, where were you landscaping?
Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
Hurricane Bob.
Yeah.
Turned, it twisted trees in half, threw them 100 feet. It was chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut trees for weeks. Weeks.
Yes.
Doing that. And
I don't think that's extremely common, though.
No, hurricanes aren't extremely
common. No. People going around and cutting down trees with their own chainsaws and then bringing them back and splitting them and then warming their house with them.
I guess that's why that was pretty easy for me to do, because I'd done it for all that time.
You have a lot of experience doing it. And you have the entire outfit, too, the chainsaw, you know,
oh,
outfit.
Oh, yeah. Traps. All that whole thing.
He just wears them in regular life. We get invited to a black tie event. Mark shows up in his chaps.
Do we have a show coming up next week?
We do.
We're
going to be bringing the 2011 HGTV Dream Home. We actually got to talk with the house planner, Jack Thomason, the interior designer, Linda, and the architect as well, inside the Dream Home in Stowe, Vermont. And I am so excited to share this, too. And if you're planning to watch the Rose Bowl Parade, you will see a scale model
of what we've seen real good.
They have the 2011 Dream Home. It's actually afloat in the Rose Bowl Parade. And I got to ask the architect what he felt like about having a house he designed be an actual float.
It was
made
great.
Out of flowers, which is awesome.
We learned a lot about the house.
We did.
We got to see it inside and out, all the construction details. We also talked with the builder.
We did.
Who's super cool guy.
We did. And the landscaper.
Landscape architect.
Mm-hmm.
Who's also the installer, of course.
Yes.
And it was really, really a neat house and a neat trip. And we'll have those guys on at some point in the future.
We will. And I just want to remind everyone about the custom Dremel tool pack that we're giving away. You go to myfixituplife.com, click on free stuff to enter to win, and get all your friends to vote for you, because whoever has the most votes will win the Dremel Trio, the Dremel 8200, and the cordless Multi-Max oscillating tool with universal adapter.
So if you have a home improvement question or home improvement triumph, email us at info@myfixituplife.com.
Post it on Facebook at My Fix It Up Life.
Tell us why you want to win the prizes that we have up for grabs.
And check us out on Twitter. Follow us. And you know what I think everyone should do?
Join us next week on My Fix It Up Life.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.